All right, John. You got to give it up for this baseball team.
Yep, they held serve.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Any update on Collins' investment in this baseball team?
We did discuss it last night, and he said that he's been paying more attention on his phone. We don't get it. He can't watch it at home, so he's not...
Well, you wouldn't have mattered last night. You couldn't have got it anyway.
But he is. He said he is paying more attention to... what's happening?
You know, I just heard from that is the Tigers are officially dinner table conversation.
Yeah.
They have become like what people are talking about. And they should be talking about this baseball team. You had Doug earlier this week saying, I don't want to scold you, but if you're not paying attention, what the hell's wrong with you? John, last night, this familiar script of miraculous plays, Parker Meadows in center field in third, 5+ shutout innings from this bullpen, including getting out of two bases loaded jams, a magical balk in extra innings to advance the runner. Something's going on here.
Well, this is, I think we've entered that whether or not you're watching or listening, or there's a lot of people that are, I'm checking my apps on a regular basis. If I'm doing something, I was busy last night, I am checking my apps to see exactly what's going on. And all of a sudden, you see in the first inning, they're up 1-0. Oh, here we go. And then there's nothing. And then it's tied 1-1. Oh, no! What's going on? And, you know, then it goes to extra frames. And how about our boy Parker Meadows? I understand the balk. And I didn't get a chance to see it. I was listening. But, hey, you take advantage of gifts that are given you. And this is a team over the past 6 weeks, and maybe we could say 8 weeks now, that is taking advantage of every gift that has been given them. And when you get a chance to move that ghost runner to third and a broken bat knocks him in, we'll take it.
The fifth inning, Casey Mize is still in the game. Hmm. Playing with fire for A.J. Hinch.
But
again, he waits till the bases are loaded, like, oh, maybe you've waited a little too long. One pitch, one out, inning over, crisis averted. Like, everything they're doing is working.
Edge of your seat right now. And as you're, if you're looking at the game cast, right, you see bases loaded, one out, and you don't know. Like, you don't get the full effect of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it makes it a little bit more exciting because you're waiting for the damn app to update. And then all of a sudden, they're out of the inning. You're like, oh, how did that happen?
Well, that was me early in the game. You mentioned the Bally outage.
Yeah.
A cord cutter. I stream. I've got it on my phone. Got the error screen. I got it on my Surface here. Mm-hmm. Error screen. I boot up the Xbox because there's a Bally app in there. Well, that, nope, still an error message.
See, I didn't miss the place. And we were texting.
Yeah, the third inning of the Meadows catch, I didn't see that live.
Yeah, I saw it live. And, man, Meadows, or Mize's, fortunate that ball was hit where it was because that guy crushed it. And he was playing with fire last night. Leaving him. I could not believe AJ let him start the fifth. I couldn't.
Because the fourth, it was the bottom of the order.
Yes, I get him. If he gives up one base runner, get him out of there, two or whatever. But the fact that he let Bobby Witt and Perez hit again, I couldn't believe it. And they were so fortunate last night with him. I like, it was almost like magic. Like, I do think something's going on here outside the realm of just it doesn't make sense. Is this because this team is getting taken advantage of every single break? They don't score a run from the first inning to the 10th. The Royals had how many left on base last?
10 total.
It's just like Holton comes in and just is pitching like he's the greatest left-handed reliever of all time. This is insane, guys.
Well, and here's the insane thing. When you think about a 1-0 win against Baltimore, and you think about holding the Kansas City Royals, we're talking about two teams that are really good at getting guys on base and scoring runs. Like, their offense is good, and you hold them to one run in nine innings. Baltimore, with the power that they have, you hold them to one run. It defies all logic, and you're sitting here 1.5 back. You're going to win the series against Kansas City. That's all we said. Win the series.
The tension that baseball naturally creates when you get into the playoffs or even playoff adjacent, it's something I hadn't really remembered it being this way for so long. John, the tension. The Twins win. You know you got to win to keep serve. and it's a one-run game, and it's extra innings, and it wasn't pretty at times. It wasn't. And you're going, every pitch matters. Edge of your seat. The tension of playoff baseball or playoff-adjacent baseball is back.
And this is now a win. You won the series against Baltimore. You're winning the series against Kansas City. A chance to sweep the series today because... Scooble's on the mound. And now you're looking at it going, okay, 8-2 in the last 10, 9-11 if you want to include another win.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing everything they possibly can in the last 6 weeks of the season to give us exciting September baseball and possibly extend the season.
I'll take it. I'm trying to get more out of you. This is a playoff team, John, and I need you on board. They'll get there, and then you'll get there, and we'll have this celebration together. 248-539-9797. Think about how tenuous it is. Tigers don't win that game. And again, it's extra innings. You never know what happens with an extra runner. They lose that game. It's 2.5, but really 3 with the tiebreaker, and there's only 10 to go. And you'd feel like you're running out of time. You win, it's 1.5. Scooble's on the bump. It's a completely different disposition as you come in today.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota, it's funny. Minnesota has to play one more game than the Tigers the rest of the way, and normally that would be seen as a bad thing. But given Minnesota's struggles over the last month and a half, them playing one more game feels like one more chance for them to lose. I actually weirdly, like spin zone, feel like it's a good thing that they have to play an extra game than the Tigers because I think they're more likely to lose that game than win that game. It does feel like this is set up for Detroit.
All right, so... They got to win tonight. We got to win a Scooble start, right?
Yeah.
It's this can't start happening where this is the one game.
They win all the games except the Scooble starts?
Yeah, although that would be the nonsense of what this is all this is to begin with. But if, you know, let's just say right now a Twins-Guardian split next 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just be fair here.
Sure.
So the Tigers would be one out on Friday. They'd be two behind the Royals. Think about that.
Wow.
If they win today, they're two behind the Royals. So now you're chasing them legitimately every bit as much as you're chasing the Twins. The Mariners lost last night.
And the Mariners, yeah, I heard it in the update. Mariners lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here's where you get caught up in that game. Thursday night, Tigers night off. And it's the fourth of the series between Minnesota and Cleveland. So from then on out, It's 1-on-1 the rest of the way. So you've got the game against Kansas City tonight with Scooble starting, and the Twins are still in Cleveland. Tomorrow night, Tigers get a break.
Day game in Cleveland tomorrow.
Yeah, and so you get a chance. Oh, short show for Duggan and Gator.
No, for Minnesota.
Minnesota-Cleveland last game is a day game.
Oh, I thought you
tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sorry, talking about
day.
Friday. Yeah, okay.
For the Cleveland equivalent of Duggan Gator, yeah,
right,
it's a short
yes,
show.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you, yeah. Brain fart.
So they're going to be doing updates at the end of their show, and then Valeni and Rico will be doing scoreboard watching.
But that's the beautiful thing. I mentioned the app, or if you're watching, like this is, you are attached to something that is going to give you an update on what the Tigers are doing as well as the Twins. Like this is what makes it exciting.
Time to get the Guardian caps on, right?
Hey, it's nice to have a pretty clear rooting interest right now.
Yeah.
You're rooting against Twins. You're rooting for the Tigers. It's an oversimplification, but yeah, we get it. That's all it really comes down to with 10 games to go.
Yeah, who doesn't love hate watching the Twins? I mean, it's just hard that it's the Twins and the Gribe right now because you're like, well, it's kind of it's a necessary evil. You need one to win, but the Cleveland losing does nothing for us.
Right, but I agree with people who go, this is kind of your payback for 2009 when the Twins came back and caught the Tigers. I mean, this is your chance to return the favor down the stretch.
Yeah, this is the 163. You got to
But if we win today, you got the other eye on the Royals on the weekend.
You just need to pass one of them.
Would be sweet to pass both. But, yes, I agree because right now Kansas City is 1.5 above the cut line, and we've talked about the only common opponent that the Tigers have of – you know, teams that they're competing with for the wild card spot is Kansas City. Yeah. And right now, they've won the series. They could sweep the series today. take care of business.
You know, we've done all these check-ins, and it was, okay, can you win the series against Baltimore? Can you win the series against the Royals? Check, check. Everything's lining up for this baseball team. Tom, you had said something with Casey Mize. Do we need to see him start another game? Like, are you better off with bullpen days as we go down the stretch with this baseball team?
I think, in a perfect world, I'd love to see him not start again. Okay, so you guys lost the game last night, so you couldn't watch when he was pitching. I thought it was really, really bad.
Oh, I caught the fifth inning. I caught the late fourth and fifth inning.
He was having problems, though, with locating the ball. Like, it was significant. And when he lost that ball over the plate to, I can't remember the hitter after Perez is up, but that the catch from Meadows.
Be Massey, right?
Yeah, I think so. Guys, I'm telling you what, that pitch did not go anywhere near, and it was probably 10 pitches at least that I watched where he was so off, and balls were just hanging over the plate. I don't know how the Royals didn't put up at least 5 runs on him.
Again, they played with fire. He loaded the bases up. He had 4 walks. He loaded the bases up in the fifth inning, and AJ, the very last second, pulled him out of the fire. Shelby Miller, of all pitchers, comes in, who, by the way, in the sixth inning, re-engaged the Royals by loading the bases in his own right in the sixth inning. Like, they were really flirting with disaster, but this team continues to have a little bloop here, a little dribbler here, make the play they need to win the game.
Well, Maeda, people got mad about Maeda on Saturday night when AJ brought him in a one-run game, and it was the same thing last night with Miller, but it worked. It worked with Miller because Miller's, after Maeda, fans do not want to see Shelby Miller anymore. But he has to use these guys some because they're doing bullpen days.
Right, and I'm thinking less so with Reese Olson back and if they're going to continue to throw Mize every fifth day. But to me, the highlight was Bo Brisky striking out the heart of the order in the seventh inning. Like, okay, bases loaded in the fifth, bases loaded in the sixth, heart of the order coming in the seventh. You can't keep giving them chances, and Brisky gave them no chance. Well, 3 straight strikeouts in the seventh inning, and then Tyler Holton has been one of the best relievers in all of baseball this season in the eighth inning and the ninth inning because he's kind of that super reliever, and you're like, wow, how are they doing this? And then you stop yourself and you say, why do I care how they're doing this? Just do it.
Well, what's been developing lately is they're getting a seventh, eighth, and ninth basic shutdown.
Yeah.
Where it's Brisky, Holton, and
Foley.
And Foley, you know, he has his moments, but you got to take what you got. He's a solid closer. I mean, that's what you want in the playoffs is to get to the fifth or sixth and then go to these guys. But you need your bridge guy, and who is that?
They're figuring it out. I don't know who the bridge guy is on a daily basis, and AJ's pressing all the right buttons right now.